It's a little after 10 o'clock here in St. Louis, Missouri, USA, and that means time for Faith and Family. Pastor Rod Zwanes are sitting in for Andy Bates. He's off at a church workers' convention. We hope that he and Lauren are being fed there and just enjoying the fellowship, the camaraderie of other church workers. That's always so important, and I think refreshing for us church workers to get together. We cry in each other's beer, so to speak, and tell stories and lift each other up. And you know, it's so, I think, important that we you know, find out that we're not the lone rangers out there, kind of the Elijah complex. You know, I'm the only one, yeah. Lord, going through this. And the Lord says, hey, hold that. I got a few thousand other guys that are right beside you.
7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
Yeah, that was a voice of Pastor Mueller, Herb Mueller, first vice president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, one of our guests. Welcome to Faith and Family today, Herb.
Well, good morning, Rod, and thank you very much.
And also on the line with us is Pastor Victor Belton, Peace Lutheran Church in Decatur, Georgia, no stranger at all to worldwide KFUO. Good morning, Victor, and welcome to Faith and Family.
Well, thank you very much, Rod. God bless you this morning.
You as well. Is it as cold down there in Georgia as it is up here in Missouri?
Not quite as, but it's a little chilly. We might fall below 50 today.
Oh, wow.
Well,
I don't know how you guys can tolerate that. I really don't. We're down in the 20s, I think. It was, and with the wind, it was chilly.
Cold. Well, earlier this week, I flew to Denver on Sunday. It was 72 when I got there Sunday. It was 50 at 5 o'clock Monday morning when I took my walk. And by 4 o'clock Monday afternoon, it was 15 and snowing.
Wow! Yeah, and they got a little white stuff even in the city there, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, a dusting. Kind of snowed all day, but just, you know, off and on here and there.
Yeah,
made the roads slick enough with a bit of black ice. You know.
Ooh, that's the time of the year, and you know, you start to get your ice and snow driving skills. You know. Back in your memory bank and start that.
and I didn't know anybody in St. Louis had ice and snow driving skills.
I don't think
skills.
So. Growing up in the Denver area, you know, you just other places, you know, they just don't know how to cope with this stuff. So we're going to talk today about worldwide KFUO and its history, its past, its future. We're celebrating our 90 years. That is just
That's
remarkable.
Amazing.
Yeah, that in, you know, 1924, they start broadcasting AM. And to do this, too, when we're going to have some fun, we're going to give away a iLutheran t-shirt. That's kind of the anniversary collector's t-shirt that we did. And you can look out there and see Walther's statue, Vic. We draped his arm with one of our iLutheran t-shirts, and then we put one of our anniversary cookies that we gave away into his hand. And so everybody comes in the International Center, sees our you know, Luther with his iPod listening to KFUO with his Formula of Concord in his hand.
Yeah.
And
we were actually in the center last week, Dr. Miller and I, and we had opportunity to see that.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I heard that. Right. I heard that a few of you stopped down and toured the studios complex. Oh, that's great.
Jenny did a great job for us, Jenny and Buzz.
Excellent. Well, they're still here today working. So if you want to call in and ask a comment or a question, or here's what we would really like, if you can call in and share one of your memories about worldwide KFUO. Well, maybe it's not even yours, but your parents. So many people tell me that their parents were so blessed by this station, and they remember that and honor that. And so if you would, this is a great time to consider, you know, a gift, because we are listener supported. And so,
that's right.
You know, what we would suggest is $1 for every year that we've been proclaiming the gospel. So $90 gift to KFUO, and you get a t-shirt. But if you just want to buy the t-shirt, $15 for this great t-shirt. And so the best caller today in this program, we're going to give away a t-shirt. All of us are going to vote here. And so those numbers, 314-821-0850 in the greater St. Louis listening area. Or if you have that beloved, free, unlimited long distance phone plan. So that, or you can toll free us, 800-730-2727. And we also have email available for you, kfuo@kfuo.org. Vic, you've been such a great supporter and kind participant in this thing we call Worldwide KFUO. What are some of your memories about KFUO for you? It might have been in your seminary days, or now in your parish ministry, or serving on the Synod Board of Directors that you do.
I've enjoyed the Ask the Pastor program, I think, much in KFUO. I'm not sure that program is still in that current form, but there were times when we'd spend 60 minutes and individuals who were listening could simply call in and ask whatever question was on their mind. Very often they would ask questions relative to the Bible study that had just been completed. But it was a very, very challenging, I think, and very, very good opportunity to hear what was on the minds of the listeners and then respond to that. Needing to be prepared for whatever it was that was coming, because you couldn't anticipate exactly what it would be. And so it was a very, very good opportunity as well for me to think on my feet and to give an impression and then to hear what it was that the KFUO listener was thinking as well. So I really enjoyed that and maybe it was more at Stump the Pastor program.
I was going to say that, you know, my dad, when he was alive, he liked to play that game with me and other pastors, you know, ask so many questions until you get one where the pastor says, I don't know. Yeah. And then he would, like, victory for me.
Right. Yeah. Right. One for me.
Yeah.
When I taught confirmation class, I used to, as an incentive for the kids to behave during the class, say, if we work together well and we get our work done, say, 10 minutes early, the last 10 minutes will be Stump the Pastor. You can ask the pastor any question you want, except what's at Job 37, verse 2. Well, you can't always know all of those kinds of questions, but any kind of theological question and so forth. And one of the things I found was that once kids got to know me, and maybe the fourth or fifth week or something like that, the question that always came up was, where did God come from? And I would go to Exodus, where the Lord appears to Moses in the burning bush, and Moses asks the Lord, when I go down to the people of Israel and they ask me, you know, who is this God that sent you? What shall I tell them? And God responds, I am who I am. Tell them I am has sent me to you. And that illustrates the fact that God is. He has no beginning. That's why he's God. He's eternal. And he always is. And that was a hard thing for kids to wrap their minds around, the old conundrum, can God make a rock so big that even God cannot lift it? Well, that's a self-contradicting kind of statement. But
sure.
I had all kinds of fun with kids in what we called Stump the Pastor.
Yeah, and you know, that's a great one, 'cause everyone wants to know, what was before God, and his name itself, Yahweh, which is that I am
right.
thing. The Hebrew people tell us that the root of that verb, it means to exist. So it always existed.
Yeah, that's why he's God.
Yeah.
He's always there.
Yeah. We had that question this morning on the Bible study in his time. We were in Matthew 26, and, you know, we were talking there where Jesus says, you know, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed. And then you have the whole Judas thing. And the caller who won the T-shirt there asked the question about, okay, if, you know, Jesus was existent before the incarnation as the Son of Man, you know, where did he come from? And if he has a father, he has to, you know, not be God. And so we were taking through that, you know, with the Proverbs 8, the whole Arian heresy and all that. And that was a really good question.
You were getting deep.
We were real quick, and we tried to get out as quick, too, as well.
No. That's just the thing.
Yeah.
The wonder of it is that in Jesus, the eternal God entered human flesh.
Yeah.
Took on human flesh.
Isn't it really neat and a blessing where so many of us, including you, Vic, and Herb, we get the pleasure of coming on Worldwide KFUO and talking about important things, and people get a chance to interact with us, talk about God, talk about the Bible, talk about Jesus. And, you know, a really amazing thing happened on Saturday. I was hosting, and it's a little rotation that we do with the new program, Concord Matters, which is really fun because we, on the air, teach the Book of Concord, the Lutheran Confessions. And we had a listener send an email from Newfoundland, Canada. And she said that she was somehow hooked up with a Lutheran pastor via the internet who quickly took her to Worldwide KFUO. She started listening to this Concord Matters. And she said something to this effect, that the things that we talked about there had blessed her, that she had realized that in previous encounters with the Christian church, they had not been teaching her correctly. And that we had, by the grace of God, kind of helped straighten her out. And I first served in the ministry in British Columbia. I know the DP up there from my St. Louis days. And so I quickly went on the internet and said, I would think there would be a Lutheran congregation, you know, of Lutheran Church Canada in Newfoundland. There isn't. And so I'm going to write to Robert a letter. But anyway, this lady's moving to Alberta now. And this pastor that she engaged with is teaching her, and he turns her all the time to KFUO and some of our programming.
Well, that's
that they can get fed.
KFUO every hour is going to point to Jesus Christ, Son of God in human flesh, and Him crucified and raised from the dead. Every hour it's going to come back to Him.
Every chance we get. That's why we've kind of branded ourselves as the messenger of good news. And what a privilege that is to go around the globe. The other thing that strikes me, and maybe you guys comments on this, you know, the technology that the good Lord has allowed for our world now has the internet. And we've been on the early edge of all the broadcasting technology here at KFUO. I'm stunned that, you know, in 1924, there weren't a lot of AM receivers out there. And so when these crazy pastors said, we want to do a radio broadcast, they were all like, you're crazy. It's a waste of money. And the same when the FM technology came along. And now in the 1990s, along comes this streaming computer internet technology that we can go outside the St. Louis broadcasting area. And this one really gets me. I have a program that I can turn on with the computer. And at any point on our internet streams, I get a report of where listeners are right now listening to the station, or if they're accessing our archives. And every now and then, somebody listening in North Korea is listening to us.
That's amazing.
And amazing because that, as we've been told, is the very most dangerous place in the world to be a Christian.
And it's also the country that's the most closed to the outside, and yet through the internet, the gospel reaches even there.
And these places, you know, where you know there's a closed-mindedness towards Christianity coming in, and even persecution, that we can be that missionary where a human missionary would never be allowed in to say what we say.
One more means of access for the gospel to be proclaimed to all nations.
Absolutely. And so not just around the world. And I know that on an average month, we're in over 200 countries, including Libya, Egypt, Iran, Iraq, all those places. that really excites me. And, you know, we should say, too, that this allows us not just to broadcast in St. Louis, Missouri, and the surrounding listening area, which goes out about 100 miles on a good day, a radius of that, but throughout our Senate, throughout our great country. And so every state in the Union, at one point or another, is listening to Worldwide KFUO. And that's thrilling, too. Probably even people in Georgia.
Occasionally. this is the thing you're talking about now, Rod, is just the amazing thing to me, the way God has positioned and resourced the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod especially, to be the ambassador, his ambassador throughout the earth, and the way that because we've been pretty faithful in that. And not that we're at all perfect, but forgiven. We've been pretty faithful in that, though. The way that the nations are now kind of turning and moving toward the Lutheran Church and toward the Lord Jesus Christ. That's just an amazing, amazing opportunity to steward the gifts of God, to steward the mysteries of God. And if you have an opportunity, which your listeners do today, to actually sow into the stewardship of the mysteries of God, it would just seem like your heart would be rent, and you'd want to be part of this great move of God to promote His gospel, not only in St. Louis, and not only in Georgia, not only in Canada, but throughout the known world. I mean, that's an awesome thing.
Absolutely.
It 500 years ago, you'd have had to write a letter and have it copied 1,000 times to get to 1,000 different places, and it may not get there even then. But nowadays, just you can put your information in, hit a button, and there you are. You've supported the ongoing work of stewarding the mysteries of God. That's an awesome, awesome, awesome opportunity.
I like what you're where you're going there, Vic, because it is an awesome thing to be able to do, and it is a matter of good stewardship, isn't it? And so, talking about good stewards, we have a really good listener in Indianapolis, Cheryl, who's the first up to put in her entry for the iLutheran t-shirt today. Welcome, Cheryl, to Faith and Family today.
Thanks for taking my call. I've benefited from the internet. That's the only way I can listen to this radio station. My question is about English translations of the Bible.
Okay.
And the problem I had was my mom's in assisted living. She's having trouble reading. Someone gave her a large print edition of the new NIV Bible. And Portals of Prayer said, read Psalm 8. So I was reading Psalm 8 to her. And I got down to verse 6, and I thought, wait a minute, this isn't right. They changed the gender on the pronouns, and so it no longer says that yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. They changed all the genders to them.
So this is a new translation of the NIV in large print, is that right?
Yes.
The NIV has, the people who put out the NIV, came out with a new edition that did have a bias in terms of how they worked the pronouns, and they were trying to say, well, let's remove any hint of any gender bias here, and that, however, often does violence to the text. The new international, the new version of the new international version. It's confusing.
Say that three times fast.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Is not as reliable as the older version. It just isn't. That's also why at seminary we teach our pastors Greek and Hebrew so that they can dig through this for themselves, for the sake of their people, to help their people to understand all the different nuances.
I'm wondering, Cheryl, have you checked out the large print edition of the Lutheran Study Bible? I wonder if that's large enough text for your mom to read.
Well, one thing I realized, I had to go back to the King James Version for her because that's how she memorized it. She's 97. Okay. And so if I read like Psalm 23, for example, she can read it with me if I read the King James Version.
It snaps all those memory things into play, doesn't it?
The memory thing and the hearing. She's got hearing problems. And so, you know, if I read something that she memorized, she's fine with it. But
That would be the wise thing to use what she's familiar with so that she hears it clearly.
Wow. The thing that bothered me the most about that translation was that I realized that it's cited in the New Testament, like in Hebrews and Corinthians, and it refers to the Christ. So they totally changed the meaning of it by changing the gender.
That's great.
That's what happens with some of these newer translations, and so we have to be careful. Cheryl, before we let you go, you are quite a regular listener to Worldwide KFUO. What blesses you the most about this outreach of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
The most? The Bible studies, probably. I would say the Bible studies. And, I listen to most. Well, my husband even listens to after he gets home from work. I like the cross defense programs, and I like the Concord Matters, and I like just about everything.
Great, and as we've been talking, what's at the heart and of each and every one of those in our music as well as the good news of Jesus Christ and his gospel for sinners like you and me and all human beings. And we have a bunch of visitors here. Looks like a school coming in to visit us. If you're down for a tour of the International Center here in St. Louis, we're in the fishbowl. You guys can see us. We can see you. President Harrison was making a cat sticking on the glass this morning, distracting me. But welcome. Where are you all from?
They're not hearing you.
They can't hear us at all. So the speakers are not on. It's really good to and we're trying more to have programming that's generation specific.
Okay.
And so some of our programming you'll hear the bump music, as we call it, the entry and the exit music is more younger people oriented, a little rock and roll guitar. We're having fun talking about the history of this. We even have some sound bites of the first words ever spoken on KFUO. We're going to be doing more of this next week. I had a great interview with Dr. Paul Meyer talking about his dad and early on relationship with Billy Graham. I didn't know this, but it turns out Paul Harvey actually broadcast from the KFUO studios or at on the seminary, things like that. So just amazing, history to this beloved thing called KFUO. And we're thankful, without pastors like you, Herb and Vic, we would just not continue to survive and thrive. People tune in and listen to your expertise, your kindness, and your evangelistic heart, and we mean that because that word's kind of been tampered with, We mean that in the sense that you're all about the gospel and sharing that. So we're going to take a break and then come back and chat with more with Pastor Mueller and Pastor Belton. And you can call and be a part of this and put your name in the hat for an iLutheran t-shirt giveaway today. 314-821-0850 for those that have unlimited long distance plan. And worldwide 800-730-2727 and email kfuo@kfuo.org. Back right after these messages.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of Inspiration in Action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz is the chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, and in a recent interview with CNN, she was railing against the pro-life position of Colorado Senate candidate Cory Gardner. During the interview, Schultz said Republicans were scarier than the Ebola virus or the ISIS terrorist group because in this case, Gardner was against women having abortions. Perhaps Schultz should realize how ISIS has no regard for women. What they do to them is so ghastly, I can't share it on your family radio station. This is what the Democrat Party's top spokesperson says about candidates running against her fellow Democrats. Which political party would you say is the most radical? I report, you decide. By the way, Cory Gardner is Colorado's newest senator.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
KFUO celebrates our 90th anniversary. On December 14th, 1924, from a small attic studio in St. Louis, KFUO was heard for the very first time. Our founders used the motto, keeping forward, upward, and onward, to go along with the call letters assigned at the station. And from that day on, KFUO has moved forward through each decade, proclaiming a Christ-centered message. We've moved upward with broadcasting in AM, FM, HD, and satellite syndication of KFUO programs. Worldwide KFUO continues to move onward, using today's technologies including internet streaming, on-demand programs, and podcasting. The mission of that first day is the mission we have today. Go out and proclaim the gospel. Now, through the end of January, join us for fun and memories during this 90-day celebration with a new theme each week, reflecting on our 90 years of ministry. KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Cross Defense, the apologetic show for inquiring minds of all ages. Cross Defense airs Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. on air, online, on demand, right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Have you ever missed a live broadcast of one of your favorite KFUO programs? Well, let me propose a convenient solution for you. Visit the KFUO website, kfuo.org, and download your favorite program by way of podcast to your iPhone or other smart device. It's easy, it's simple, it's convenient, and you'll never miss another program. KFUO, the official voice of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is the messenger of good news by way of radio, web, and podcast.
Hi, I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson. The Apostle Paul once wrote, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us." I don't know about you, but I need that lavished grace. I need it just to get through the next moment. I'll talk about your next moment, God and his lavished grace, Sunday on Moments of Assurance at 9:15 a.m. on KFUO.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. Rod Zwanitzer filling in for Andy Bates. He'll be back Monday, so I'm with you today and tomorrow. And today we're talking, I think it really goes with the title of the show, Faith and Family. We're talking about the family of Worldwide KFUO, celebrating 90 years. Blessing to so many around the world. We're excited and privileged to continue that rich heritage. Speaking the gospel through all the technology that God gives to us around the globe. And let's go to a caller now who is going to be entered into our contest today for the best caller wins a anniversary collector iLutheran t-shirt. And the caller here is Carol in St. Charles. Carol, we just had a group of students and some teachers from Lutheran High in St. Charles touring the International Center and in our broadcast studios. So welcome into Faith and Family.
Oh, thank you. I so much appreciate your programming.
Oh, well, we appreciate all our listeners. You want to talk about what KFUO means to you?
Yeah, actually, it goes way back in my family, so it's interesting. This is Faith and Family. I remember my grandmother, who is now with the Lord, used to talk about the days when she was one of Walter Meyer's secretaries down at the Lutheran Hour, and she was always very proud of the fact that she was doing such important work. And my aunt used to talk about the days when she was part of the choir. I don't know if it was KFUO or Lutheran Hour Choir, but they would always go down, and then afterward they'd go over to the Cheshire Inn and have a cup of coffee and dessert and that sort of thing. And my mother, even though I grew up on the East Coast, my mother used to talk about KFUO and the call letters being keeping forward, upward, and onward. And I couldn't believe it when I heard you all saying that again in connection with your anniversary celebration. It's like, that's what my mom used to talk about. And myself, when I have an empty nest now, but when I was a new mom and my daughter she was very fussy, and I just had to hold her all day long, because if I picked her up to put her down, she would wake up and start screaming. So I would turn on KFUO, and I would sit in a chair, and I would be edified by all of your programming, by the Bible studies and the talk shows and everything, while I sat and held my daughter all day long. And now my children are off in college, and the house is very quiet and empty. And when my husband goes off to work, I turn on KFUO, and you all keep me company and keep my spirits up and keep me growing in my faith all day long while I'm listening until you sign off in the evening. So I thank you so much, and I appreciate what you have done and what you're doing all throughout the world. And, oh, one more thing. When we go traveling and there is not a Lutheran church around where we're traveling, we turn you on the internet, and we know we have a good, reliable worship service going for us on Sunday morning, and then we can go on about our day. So thank you so much.
That last point was so nice, wasn't it? The whole thing was nice. Carol, you're in the running here for the shirt, and if you would so bless us, maybe we'd like to take a little soundbite of that and use it as a promo. I think you said some good things. How about that even when they are a place where they can't attend worship, they can worship in the divine service by listening to our live broadcast here of worship.
Yes, it's a great, great ministry. It reminds me of when I was at seminary, my fourth year, my wife and I and our son Bert lived in Fritz Hall, which is right underneath the tower. And our radio, no matter where the dial was set, the only thing that was on was KFUO because of the signal being right under the tower. But we loved, if I missed chapel, they would do the chapel service from the seminary about an hour or so after chapel. And so we'd listen that way. Sometimes I'm on the way to the airport, on Sunday morning, and we'll listen on the way, or I'm on the way to preach somewhere. I like listening especially to the Bible study at 9:30. As I said before, every hour, KFUO comes around to pointing us to Jesus Christ and Him crucified and raised from the dead.
You know, that's so important, too, that I've had people. I remember one gentleman was traveling through, St. Louis, and it was a Sunday, and he was, dial searching, and he came across KFUO one of the churches would broadcasting their worship service, and he called in and let us know how much that blessed him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can go for quite a ways, I know when we travel down to Florida, sometimes we have to drive on Sunday, and so we tune in and are blessed and. Can even talk during the sermon to each other, ask each other questions, and we don't interrupt.
Yeah.
Vic, the caller that Carol said a lot, your thoughts on her comments?
Yeah, just wonderful that KFUO is a part of the family fabric and the family history for so many families. And what we hope is happening in this current season of KFUO's life is that it continues to become part of the family fabric. And so the way that Carol attended her daughter through KFUO and the way that KFUO has been with her throughout the many changes in her life, we're prayerful that young folks nowadays will also appreciate KFUO. Young mothers will also appreciate it. The family programming as well as the faith strengthening programming, and so that they will ultimately make KFUO a part of the fabric of their family as well in this coming generation and have that legacy to pass on to their children and their children's children until Jesus decides to crack the sky and it's no longer an issue because we don't need a KFUO. We've now got the source.
I love what you're saying there, Victor, especially. I've never heard that before until Jesus cracks the sky. I like that. And you know, I'm going to be privileged to preach and do Bible study at a buddy's church across the river in Illinois this weekend. And so, you know, it's time for end time talk, and that's what the sermon's going to be on. So I like that. And I also like the fact that, you know, families can gather around Worldwide KFUO. That's in fact what this program is about, faith and family. You know, we have touched, you know, by a lot of people that share things with us. And one time, a caller calls into our director of operations, Gary Duncan, and says, can you help us out? We had to move our mom to Denver, where we live now, and she's in a nursing home. And the thing that she misses the most is listening to KFUO. It calms her. She's used to the programming, so forth. And is there any station in Denver area that picks it up and broadcasts? And Gary responds, no. But do you know, does the nursing home where your mom is residing now, do they have Wi-Fi? And the daughter said, absolutely. And Gary told her, well, you can get this Wi-Fi radio. And he told her this one for about $70. And you just hook it up. And then she'll listen to it. Well, the lady calls back and said, listen, this is so great. I didn't even know you had all these programs. Now I'm hooked. And because, you know, mom's hearing isn't that good, we have to keep the Wi-Fi on kind of loud. And so everybody gathering around her room in the halls and listening to Worldwide KFUO. How about that? And and so your comments, Vic, about families doing this, is right on. And in fact, in the future, God willing, what we hope to do is to you know, hit more of the family spectrum, you know, and have programming that all of them could enjoy together, and some specifically for the younger kids, some specifically for older people. So I think you're right on with that, as Carol was mentioning too. You know, it happens. Another one I wanted to tell you about and get your reaction. This lady calls me up and she said, you know, I want to thank you for what you're doing because I have a college-age daughter. And she started listening to this crazy program called The God Whisperers with D'Onofrio and Swirla. And she said, so she wanted me to listen with her, and I didn't like it at all. But I was glad. I was so glad that my daughter could get some good Lutheran theology and have fun doing it. But it made me go on your website and see what else you had. And I were into adoption. And she said, I heard Andy Bates talking about adoption. From there, I listened to all the Faith and Family archives. And now I'm into your other programming. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. This lady got turned on to KFUO through her daughter. And so there's connectivity here, isn't there, Vic?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's an interesting piece. I have a little toy, an iPhone, and I have the KFUO app downloaded. And there are no stations between Montgomery and Selma. Selma, Alabama, when I'm making that drive out 80. And so I do have the capacity to feed my iPhone through the speakers in the car. And so KFUO on that stretch of highway becomes my drive-along buddy.
Isn't that neat?
Go.
That's important what you're saying, too, because wherever you are, and if you have that technology to go through your smartphone into your car radio, you know, as long as you've got a cell tower that's going to pick up your cell phone, you can listen.
Can listen to it all the way, even on those remote stretches of road, as long as there's a satellite that you can access.
We're glad you're listening and buddying up with us, Vic. That's neat to hear.
Absolutely.
Herb, you travel a lot. Are you able to? You even go overseas. Have you tried to tune in worldwide KFUO when you're over there?
Actually, no, I haven't tried that. It's been several years since I've been to South Africa, which is the last overseas trip I made. I had trouble getting the internet at all. I was there in 2011 when the Cardinals were in the World Series, and I didn't find out till 2 days later that they had actually won the World Series.
Frustration. Delayed.
I was out in the boonies.
Yeah, yeah. And there's so many places now that people tell us around the world they can listen.
Oh, yeah. Anywhere you can get reliable internet, you can listen to KFUO.
Yeah.
And that's just absolutely fantastic. I do listen when I'm traveling around the country because I also have the same iPhone app that Pastor Belton does. When I can't listen otherwise, I'll listen through that.
Over 7,000 of us have that iPhone app now and use it.
Really?
That's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
And we're trying to get the Android one. That's a little tougher, you know, because there's so many manufacturers of Android where iPhone, you only have one. So it's a lot easier task, and we're hope to come out with that quick. Vic, in your congregation life, what kind of things that worldwide KFUO can supplement your ministry, your outreach?
You know, it's an interesting thing. When I'm on, I let the members of the congregation know, and hopefully the listenership spikes by one or two on those days. But what it does for us is it reminds us that we are a part of a much, much larger tribe of believers in Christ, that it's not just a few of us sitting here in Decatur, Georgia, because Lutherans can feel a little bit outnumbered in the Bible Belt. There's just not many of us. And so it's good for us to be reminded that there is a large body of Lutheran Christians out there with whom we have affinity and with whom we share this proclamation of the gospel and this confession, because we're surrounded by folks. If I'm in a community meeting or I'm in a meeting of pastors and the conversation, there's a lull in the conversation, and we'd like to get folks engaged, all I have to do is mention the real presence in the supper. And that sends folks crawling across the ceiling, man.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
But if you're not intentionally doing that, and so you're just sharing with friends, we love the presence of Jesus in the supper, and we're down below the Mason-Dixon, you could feel kind of isolated. So it's just good to know and good to be reminded by listening to KFUO that there's this cadre of folks that believe just like you believe.
Right. Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is over 6,000 congregations around the United States of America, plus our partner churches both in North America and around the world, connected together by the same confession of faith. You know, speaking of your experience trying to enliven a discussion by bringing up the real presence of Christ in the supper, I've had the same experience, you know, and I've asked the question, Jesus in Matthew 28 said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me," right?
Absolutely.
Okay, and Jesus said of the Lord's Supper, this is my body. This is my blood. Who am I to say to him, Lord, I'm not sure you could do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we don't know exactly how, except by his almighty power and his faithfulness to his promise. The Lord makes a promise. He's going to keep it.
Sure. And, you know, what you're saying, Vic, is very touching and I think very relevant to what we're doing on the program today is that people down there in Decatur, they can know that there are people in California, Alaska, and even overseas. You know, we have listeners that talk to us in India and Liberia and all these places. And they can know that we are united in this faith and care for each other. And you know, what I've also found out is they like hearing news about Lutherans in other parts of the United States and other parts of the globe. And I was talking with Pastor Roosevelt Gray the other day, head of the Black Ministry, about this exciting, First Rosa film that's being put together. And he was describing to me, you know, how neat it is, too, when he goes out, I think it was rural Nebraska, mm-hmm. and these people were saying, well, we don't have any African-Americans in our town or even our area, but we're so excited to hear what's going on among us as a church body. And they wanted more of that. So we said, we were talking about how worldwide KFU and the other communication, mediums that we have, the publications and so forth, we can get out this information and excites all of us and even motivates us to prayerfully maybe get engaged in some of this activity. So that's neat, too, that we can kind of be a clearinghouse for all these things that are going on among us, Herb. So much, the Wittenberg Project.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And Vic, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the movie project the First Rosa?
Sure. Yes. We need to know our Lutheran history in the United States, even among African Americans. There was this woman, Rosa Young, who was born back in 1890 in rural Alabama, went on to graduate college and went back into rural Alabama and noticed the poverty of the folks in rural Alabama. She wrote ultimately to George Washington Carver over at Tuskegee, and Tuskegee said, "We're in the same situation you are. We'd like to have greater resources as well, but we don't know where you can go. But there are these folks that value education, and they're these Lutheran people. And so, why don't you call those Lutheran folks and see if they won't do something to help you educate folks in that region?" And lo and behold, the Lutheran Church grabs a hold of that, because education is just big for us. We run the largest parochial system on the planet outside of the Roman Catholic Church, parochial school system. We grab a hold of that. And long story short, Rosa Young, by the time that she's done, has developed 30 Lutheran elementary schools, 35 Lutheran congregations throughout Alabama's Black Belt, and one of those learning institutions goes on to become Concordia, Alabama, which is one of the 10 colleges and universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It's an incredible story of faith, incredible story of perseverance, and the Synod and Convention back in 2013, I guess it is now, said that the Synod should put resources into making and filming a movie that would lift up the story of Rosa Young as teacher and confessor and church planter. So 2015 release of this film called The First Rosa that will inform the church and other audiences about this remarkable woman and her impact as she proclaimed the gospel of Jesus. And herself then comes to love and revere the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So here's the thing. You never know where your love's going to land.
That's
when
right.
You're expressing the love of God in Jesus Christ. There's some African child that may well hear the gospel because of the way that you supported KFUO. There's some Nigerian, some Aleutian Islander, someone in the remotest part of the world who, because you gave a few pennies to KFUO Lutheran Radio and our outreach, will have access to the gospel. And that's a really, really, really small price to pay to be able to be a part of this larger move and this larger plan and agenda and strategy of God.
Well said. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement building, and we hope in our little way Worldwide KFUO can stimulate this and this amazing woman and our history and our people, young people and all, need to hear more of this and thank God for this. And you know what excites me, Victor, is Roosevelt was telling me that they have this in the works in her honor and in kind of that stream of some Rosa Academies that would spring up and you know, start these educational sites. And you know, when I heard that, I said, Roosevelt, when you get some of these off and going, come to me personally, and I'm going to give you a check.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be a lot more people mm-hmm. that are going to do that, because what an amazing, wonderful thing to thank God for what he did through Rosa and the people of that time. And we need to hold that high. And as you said, with the coming out of this film, touch some people's hearts.
I often remember and tell the story of the man who was walking along the ocean seashore and he was picking up starfish that were on the beach that had been washed in by the tide, and he's throwing them back in the ocean one by one, and the gentleman that comes up and says, but there's so many of them, you can never make a difference for all of these starfish in that are washed up on the beach. So you're really wasting your time. You can't do anything significant. And so the young man picks up one starfish, throws it into the ocean, and says, made a difference for that one.
That's right.
And so not asking anybody to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
But as we all just pick up one, and as we all assist with one, that becomes a great impact for the kingdom of God.
Well,
I do
said.
Believe that'll preach.
Hey, Victor, we have an anonymous listener that wants to know if you are aware of Jan Ellison in Atlanta.
Oh, absolutely. Jan and I are fast friends, yeah.
Isn't she an amazing Christian lady?
She really is. Great theologian.
Yeah, she calls in all the time and provides such great theological questions and tidbits. So she called in today and threw her name in the hat for a T-shirt, and so we're gonna take care of that. Hey, Victor, we have had such a great fun with you today, and what size of T-shirt do you wear?
What size T-shirt
yeah,
do I wear?
Yeah, what size can we send your way?
2X.
Okay, we'll send the mail to you.
All right, then I'll make a contribution. How about that?
Without that, we just love your spirit, your enthusiasm for the gospel. Keep it up down there in Decatur, Georgia, and our beloved board of directors. Thanks, Vic.
Well, God bless you, Ron, and God bless the listeners. God bless the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and KFUO.
Thanks. We look forward to having
God
you on again.
God bless you, Vic.
All right.
Herb Mueller, First Vice President. Thank you, Dr. Mueller.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And Carol, you're the winner of the T-shirt. Call in with your size, and we're going to send one off to you. The Thy Strong Word is up next here on Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program.
Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.